You've heard of Colonel Walter E. Kurtz?
Yes, sir, I've heard the name.
Jesus. Operations officer, 5th Special Forces.
Luke, would you play that tape with the captain, please?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Listen to this carefully, Captain.
October 9, 0430 hours, Sector Peter Victor King.
He's monitored out of Cambodia. This has been verified as Colonel Kurtz's voice.
I watched a snail crawl along the edge of a straight razor. That's my dream. It's my nightmare. Crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor and surviving.
Transmission 11 received 68 December 30, 0500 hours. Sector King, Zulu King.
But we must kill them. We must incinerate them. Pig after pig. Cow after cow. Village after village. Army after army. And they call me an assassin. What do you call it when the assassins accuse the assassin? They lie. They lie, and we have to be merciful for those who lie. Those nabobs. I hate them. I do hate them.
Walt Kurtz was one of the most outstanding officers this country's ever produced. He was brilliant. He was outstanding in every way. And he was a good man, too. A humanitarian man. A man of wit and humor. He joined the Special Forces. And after that, his ideas, methods, became unsound. Unsound.
Now he's crossed into Cambodia with this Montagnard army of his that worship the man like a god and follow every order, however ridiculous.
Well, I have some other shocking news to tell you. Colonel Kurtz was about to be arrested for murder.
I don't follow, sir. Murdered whom?
Kurtz had ordered the execution of some Vietnamese intelligence agents, men he believed were double agents. So he took matters into his own hands.
Well, you see, Willard, in this war, things get confused out there. Power, ideals, the old morality, and practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I have them. Walt Kurtz has reached his. And very obviously, he has gone insane.
Yes, sir. Very much so, sir. obviously insane.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nung River in a Navy patrol boat. Pick up Colonel Kurtz's path at Nu Mung Ba. Follow it, learn what you can along the way. When you find the Colonel, infiltrate his team by whatever means available and terminate the Colonel's command.
Terminate the Colonel.
He's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct. And he's still in the field commanding troops.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
You understand, Captain, that this mission does not exist, nor will it ever exist.
Time to linger on. We thread lost, let's go get lost. Blue, you sit so pretty west of the one. Sparkle light with yellow, I see just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun.
I got the fortunes of heaven and diamonds and gold. I got all the bonds, baby, that the bank could hold. Well, I got houses across the country, honey, end to end. And everybody but he wants to be my friend. Well, I got all the riches, baby, any man ever knew. But the only thing I ain't got, honey, I ain't got you. I got a house full of Rembrandt and priceless art, and all the little girls that want to tear me apart. When I walk down the street, people stop and stare. Well, you think I'm at the thrill, but baby, I don't care.
fear, cause I got more good luck, honey, than old King Baroo. But the only thing I ain't got, baby, I ain't got you. I got a big diamond watch sitting on my wrist. I try to tempt you, baby, but you just resist. I made a deal with the devil, babe, I won't deny. Until I got you in my arms, I can't be satisfied. I got a pound of caviar sitting home on ice. I got a fancy foreign car, garage like paradise. I got 100 pretty women knocking down my door, and folks wanna kiss me, I ain't seen before. I've been around the world and all across the seven seas, been paid a king's ransom for doing what comes naturally. But I'm still the biggest fool, money, this world ever knew. Cause the only thing I ain't got, baby, I ain't got you.
There's somebody coming.
Okay, got the reservations. We can go get something to eat. Get back here and fix everything up. Be great.
What? We ain't going to dinner without the snake.
Oh, okay. We can take the snake if you want to.
Right.
All right.
What? And the eyes? And the black leathers.
The eyes and the black leather. Okay, right. Well, let me get this down.
All right.
Got the snake.
Right.
The eyes.
Right, eyes.
Yeah. The black leather. What? Okay.
Are you crazy? And the red cup thing?
That comes with the black leather. I'm two people. I'm my own self during the day, likable guy, and then at night, I turn into him. It just feels like everything's gonna pop out of my head at once. And then you come along, it's wonderful, and fix my whole sound system. And then all my pressure just sort of subsides, and I feel good again. Could you fix it?
Redfish can fix it. Redfish can fix anything. Why, he's the best roadie in the whole world.
I'll do just about anything for a bus ticket home.
A bus ticket home? I'll buy the whole damn bus.
What about me?
What about her?
What about her?
You keep your promises?
Oh, yes, I always keep my promises.
I'll fix it.
Broadcast of NWO Monday Nitro.
And what you call strange, I call entertaining.
Well, we certainly didn't expect this to take place, at least not possibly even until next Monday following Starrcade. And as promised, here come the New World Order members.
Here comes the men.
Eric Bischoff leading the way. World's Heavyweight Champion Hollywood Hulk Hogan. United States Heavyweight Champion Kurt Hennig. Joined by the New World Order, Kevin Nash, Scott Norton, the Macho Man, Randy Savage, who later in tonight's broadcast will face the original Total Package, Lex Luger. That our big Nitro main event. And apparently Rick Rude, Bobby, he's left us. Looks like he's joining the New World Order as they head to the ring.
Well, that's quite an entourage, as you can see it. There's old St. Eric leading the pack.
Earlier in this broadcast, the New World Order and Eric Bischoff in particular bringing all the Christmas presents for Hollywood Hulk Hogan, including the Harley as well as the limo, complete with hot tub. The World's Heavyweight Champion Hogan on his way to the ring. And we are inside 1 week. It's 6 days until Starrcade. It's the biggest match in the history of this organization. Many say it's the biggest match in the history of professional wrestling. Hogan and Sting finally go head-to-head.
Well, look at this. Look at this, Mike. We said the course of wrestling is going to change. at the MCI Center on the 28th of December, Sting Hogan. But it's starting to change already. Look at tonight.
Looks like
look at tonight, Tanae.
We wish you a merry six-pack. We wish you a merry six-pack. We wish you a merry six-pack and a Hollywood New Year. Sing along, everybody.
We...
Ho, ho, Hogan.
You know what? That's true. He fears everybody by now. You know what? The night is still young and full of surprises, full of holiday cheer, and full of our expressions of gratitude to you, the man who made this industry possible for wrestling fans around the world. And I thought,
give me.
I thought to myself, settle down now, Hollywood. I thought to myself, what can we possibly give a man who, well, quite frankly, has three of everything? But the one thing you don't have, you have the World Heavyweight title, but it's a little tough to wear around at night. So, Hollywood, we decided to make you a very special ring. A ring that you could wear on your finger, and no matter where you went, what you were doing, you could look down at your hand and you could remind yourself that indeed you are the heavyweight champion of the world. This highly detailed, incredibly refined piece of jewelry is, well, quite frankly, it's solid gold. And Bagwell, will you hold this for me, Buff? You do that for me. Open that up.
Wow.
Hollywood, from everyone in the NWO, because quite frankly, we've had so much fun.
Wow. It's been a Super Bowl ring.
This is an exact replica of the World Heavyweight title. And Hollywood Hogan, I would ask you, with this ring, I do thee name you, the heavyweight champion of the world! Give it up!
That is triple sweet.
Triple sweet!
Triple
sweet!
Ho, ho, triple!
Oh, but it's not over yet! Not only are you the greatest athlete there has ever been, the greatest athlete there is and the greatest athlete there ever will be in this sport, Hollywood Hogan, you have made this sport something we can all be proud of. You are the only wrestler ever to grace the cover of this American Icon, this magazine that honored you not that long ago. Take a look. Hollywood Hogan, this is for you. Sports Illustrated, the only wrestler ever to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated, Matt Mania, professional wrestling's top banana, the World Heavyweight Champion Hollywood Hogan. Give it up for him. Oh, but we're not over. Oh, no, we're not done yet. The name is Hollywood. I can't stop it, man. Oh, you got lots more to come. Hollywood Hogan, the only wrestler to ever successfully step into Hollywood and make it your own backyard. A man who has made more feature films than anybody in this industry. A man whose star is just beginning to shine. Let's go back to your first footprint in Hollywood. Take a look at this. When you choked out Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. Give it up for Hollywood Hogan, everybody. Merry Christmas, Hollywood Hogan, the heavyweight champion of the world. Give it up for him now.
Well, the gifts just keep on coming. It's been an NWO tribute to Hollywood Hulk Hogan. An early Christmas party.
Well, what they're doing, Mike, they're showing their appreciation for the man they love, Hollywood Hulk Hogan. And they're also letting him know they're behind him.
That world's title ring around the finger of Hogan, and he certainly seems proud. NWO continues their celebration on the first ever NWO Monday Nitro. There you see the motorcycle, the Harley Davidson, that was presented to Hogan earlier this evening. Followed, of course, by the limo, complete with hot tub and NWO Nitro girls.
What more do you need?
Thank you. Springfield Military Facility.
Yes. Yeah.
Fine. May I start by saying how thrilled we are to have you here? We are such fans of your music and all of your records.
That's right.
I'm not speaking of yours personally, but the whole genre, the rock and roll, and so many of the exciting things that are happening in music today. And let me explain a bit about what's going on. This is our monthly At Ease weekend. It gives us a chance to kind of let down our hair, although I see you all have a head start on it. These haircuts wouldn't pass military muster, believe me. Although I shouldn't talk, my hair's getting a little shaggy too. Better not get too close to you, they'll think I'm part of the band. I'm joking, of course. Shall we go in and I'll show you around? Walk this way, please, right through here. Did you ever run into a musical group, works out of Kansas City, calls themselves Four Jacks and a Jill? They've been at a Ramada Inn there for about 18 months. If you're ever in Kansas City and you want to hear some good music, you might want to drop by. I would like to get the playing on about 1,900 hours, if that's satisfactory.
When would that
be? I make it now, it's about 1,830 hours.
So that's what, 50 hours?
Well, actually, 20 hours.
That's actually about 30 minutes, about a half hour. Give or take, just a few minutes. I don't want to rush you. The idea is if we can get it on, then we get it over with. And I have just one request. Would you play a couple of slow numbers so I can dance?
Working on a sex bomb.
Show.
time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. Though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another.
Beneath the
compete with you. Feed or cheat or mistreat you. Simplify you, pacify you. Deny, defy or crucify you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you or uptighten you, drag you down or bring you down, shame you down or bring you down. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you. Be like me. I don't want to meet you again, make you spin or do you in, or select you or dissect you, or inspect you or reject you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends. Baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you.
There will be no shocking memories, and the prevailing motion will be one of nostalgia for those left behind. Combined with a spirit of bold curiosity for the adventure ahead.
Every breath you take, every move you make, every vow you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you every single day. Every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. I'm a poor ex with every step you take, every move you make, every vow you break, every smile you fake, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Since you're gone, I'll be lost without a trace.
I dream a lot, I can only see your face.
I look around, but it's you I can't replace.
I feel so cold and long for your embrace.
I keep crying, baby, baby, please. How you break, every smile you fake, every claim you stay, I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you.
Every breath you take, every move you make,
every bond you break, every
single day, every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, every single day, every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, every single day, every word you say, every game.